Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Hello, Sharky.
Hey. Good afternoon, Gina J. Busy weekend in the world of gossip. What are we going to lead off with this afternoon?
Demi Lovato. She is out of rehab after 90 days. They said she was going to be there until the end of the year, but I guess not.
Yeah, and I guess she's got a new man.
Yes.
Nobody knows his name?
No, his name is actually...
Oh, you know his name. Well, you're the gossip queen.
That's... He's a fashion designer, Henry Levy. His line is called Enfant Riche, which I guess is very popular with the Hollywood crowd.
Can you say that again?
Enfant Riche.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I couldn't even fit into that. Just by the sound of the name, I couldn't even fit into it.
My 1 year of French paid off on that one.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, so is she going to go back? Is she going to stay in L.A. or go back to her family in Texas?
That's They're the not saying. But, you know, if she's hanging out with this guy now, they've been out a lot, like the past few nights.
Right.
He has also been in and out of rehab since he was 15 years old. So, yeah. I thought
that's
you were,
a little scary.
I thought you were not supposed to really be dating when you're going through...
Yeah,
that
that's what I understand,
that's
too.
What I thought,
that might not be a good decision.
There. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I mean, they went to an AA meeting last night, so.
Well, that's a good sign.
Baby news, Josh Brolin, who is 50, and his wife, who is 31. Welcome to Baby Girl.
Yeah. Westlyn Rain.
Yeah, Westlyn Rain. Now, he has a son who's 30.
Right.
Yeah, and his wife
and
is.
And a daughter who's 26.
And his wife is 31.
Well, hey.
No, hey.
Sometimes that happens, Gina. Sometimes good things happen there.
Mac Miller. Well, we're finding out now that toxicology reports came back. He died from a mix of fentanyl and cocaine.
Yeah, and they said it may not have been the amount that he took, but the combination is deadly. It's a very sad ending to a really talented guy.
Yep. Now, his ex, Ariana Grande, of course, we know the whole thing with Pete Davidson. Now, she released a song 30 minutes before SNL over the weekend.
Good for her. It's called Thank You, Next.
Yes. Now, Pete Davidson was on SNL over the weekend. He did mention Ariana Grande. He just said, quote, she's a wonderful, strong person, and he wished her the best.
That show is, I don't know, is that supposed to be a comedy show? Because I don't really laugh much at it when I watch it.
I don't either, and he's getting criticized because of a joke.
He's getting killed for a joke. Yeah, for a joke he told about a guy who lost his eye, a military guy.
Right. But they're saying he's taking the blame for it, but some people are saying SNL has the final say on it.
Think that they would step in and say, this is going way over the edge
right.
here.
Diddy celebrated his 49th birthday by jumping out of a plane and landing at the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, and that didn't stop there. Then he had a big party in West Hollywood at a club there, and then he invited a lot of celebrities over. Apparently, there were like 200 people at his house. But about 2 a.m., the cops showed up, and they said, hey, you got to break this thing up.
And finally, the weekend box office number 3 was Nobody's Fool at $14 million. Number 2 is The Nutcracker in the Four Realms at $20 million, and the big movie, I keep seeing people saying how great this is
they
on Facebook.
Love it.
Bohemian Rhapsody, $50 million.
Galileo. Yeah, Mrs. Shark wants to go. We're going to go. We're definitely going to see that movie.
All right, well, you let me know how it is, because A Star is Born is first on my list to go see before that one. Thank you, Sharky. You have a great night. For more celebrity gossip, you can check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.